in the waiting room in Worcester, Massachusetts. I went with Aunt Consuelo to keep her dentist's appointment and sat and waited for her in the dentist's waiting room. It was winter. It got dark early. The waiting room was full of grown-up people, arctics and overcoats, lamps and magazines. My aunt was inside what seemed like a long time, and while I waited and read the National Geographic, I could read, and carefully studied the photographs, the inside of a volcano, black, and full of ashes. Then it was spilling over in rivulets of fire. Gosa and Martin Johnson, dressed in riding breeches, laced boots, and pith helmets. A dead man slung on a pole long pig, the caption said. Babies with pointed heads wound round and round with string, black. Naked women with necks wound round and round with wire like the necks of light bulbs. Their breasts were horrifying. I read it right straight through. I was too shy to stop. And then I looked at the cover, the yellow margins, the date. Suddenly, from inside, came an oh of pain, and Consuelo's voice, not very loud or long. I wasn't at all surprised. Even then I knew she was a foolish, timid woman. I might have been embarrassed, but wasn't. What took me completely by surprise was that it was me, my voice, in my mouth. Without thinking at all, I was my foolish aunt. We were falling, our eyes glued to the cover of the National Geographic. February, 1918. I said to myself, 3 days and you'll be 7 years old. I was saying it to stop the sensation of falling off the round, turning world into cold, blue-black space. But I felt, you are an I, you are an Elizabeth, you are one of them. Why should you be one, too? I scarcely dared to look to see what it was I was. I gave a sidelong glance. I couldn't look any higher, at shadowy grannies, trousers and skirts and boots and different pairs of hands lying under the lamps. I knew that nothing stranger had ever happened, that nothing stranger could ever happen. Why should I be my aunt, or me, or anyone? What similarities? Boots, hands, the family voice. I felt in my throat, or even the National Geographic and those awful hanging breasts held us all together or made us all just one. How I didn't know any word for it, how unlikely. Point. How had I come to be here, like them, and overhear a cry of pain that could have got loud and worse but hadn't? The waiting room was bright and too hot. It was sliding beneath a big black wave, another, and another. Then I was back in it. The war was on. Outside, in Worcester, Massachusetts, were night and slush and cold, and it was still the 5th of February, 1918. Elizabeth Bishop. Jim McIntyre.